Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Today we're holding the Chav Beis. I believe we said that we start on the bottom Chav Aleph Amud Beis. We started that already? No. Before we begin, I have a comment that I just wanted to make. There's a fundamental difference between the psul of Lina, where the psul becomes the Amud HaShachar. For example, let's say you hold that there is no din of Lina where it's Barosh HaMizbeach. Okay, ein lina moeles v'reisha shel mizbeach. Let's say it's on the mizbeach the whole night. You have the dam on the mizbeach the whole night. Comes the next day, what do you do with it? You're zayrekit. There's no problem. Not only are you zayrekit, you can take it down from the mizbeach and do this record on the bottom. The reason is because at the time when, at that moment, when the psul of Lina is going to pass off, it was on the Mizbeach. And just because it becomes around, available, during the day, that does not mean there's going to be a psul Lina. It has to be there at the time of Amud HaShachar. On the other hand, let's say when we talk about the psul of Dam, even or a move that becomes nifsal of bishkias achamah. Over there, what do we have in the Gemara? The Gemara says, Rechim by Yosef, let's say you had something where the kiyar was down meshuka in the ground. It was there together with the, sunken in with the pulley system. And then what happened? It was there at the time when ordinarily, if it would be on top, it would become puzzle. Then what happens? 12 o'clock at night, you bring it up. What will happen over there? It becomes puzzle. It'll become puzzle. Even afterwards, we got me doing the matirim. Rashi over here comes and says, by Rabchir, by Yosef, or Daf Chafalaf, right here it says, that Lefizman Avayda, when we're talking about matirin to matirin, when we were talking about the din, that kiddush yadayim raglayim is meishik shayich to the avayna, as opposed to being stam, something as a way of the yimakshah of the koyin. It doesn't mean that he's only making the koyin qualified to go do the avayna. There's a din that the chefetz of the Avodah requires kiddush. It's basic shayich to the kiddush. So here comes Rashi and he tells us, the matirin ke matirin, that al kmatzim shenifsalim, the kaimish becomes possible, the dam becomes possible. When we talk about dam, al kmatzim shenifsalim, bivahalai lalahim, when it becomes night, can you read a bezel bekaima? Like the Gemara says, be dying with dam. Shenifsal b'shkia sachama. May kiyar nifsalim b'shkia sachama. In the same way, the may kiyar will become nifsal b'shkia sachama. May kiyar nifsalim b'shkia sachama. Im lo nishka, if it will not become sunken into the ground. Hakiyar im lo nishka hakiyar bebar. Lifnei shkia sachama. The solid bema, so the water becomes puzzle, the gabe what? The kadish oid behead with tsarech avaydis yai macher. For the tsarech of avaydis yai macher. Okay? For tsarech yai macher becomes puzzle. If it was around now at the time of the shkiyin. Afilu shiku kaida babuda shachar. Now, even if they did it in the middle of the night, and they were Meshakeye before the Amud HaShachar, Toi Salina, Mechol Makayim, Eino Mayolo, the Fisham Shalafi Avodaso, Hikishuvo. Also, let's say they were Meshakeyet before the Shkia. Okay? They did it before they preempted the Psul. They circumvented the Psul, preempted the Psul. The Haleu Balailo, they brought it up in the middle of the night. They brought it up for whatever, yeah, for Abadislailo, whatever, right? Became a Chemotso Halailo, Show Achaz. Since it became around that night, one time, 1 hour, Teich, the Chutzlabar, Nitzlu Beba Mamadisayat, so became puzzle for Abadisayat. In other words, when we say that the Shkir Sachaba, or Zazman Lilo, makes it puzzle, doesn't mean that the moment it becomes night. Any time where it becomes open, available at night, it becomes puzzle. Therefore, let's say they pulled it up at the Chatzai Salilo. It doesn't make a difference. During the entire meshich of the night, they did it 2 o'clock in the morning, pull it up, and they want to use it for a Venice Lilo, and then put it down. And something like that. In that case, as soon as the Lilo, it became available at night for 1 hour, it became puzzle for a Venice Lilo. You can't use it, became puzzle for a Venice Lilo. Even though it was not there at the time of the Shkia, doesn't make a difference. Even though at the time of the Shkia, it wasn't there, it wasn't puzzle. It became puzzle when you brought it up at any moment during the night. Now, so that's the difference that we see here. When we're talking about the psul of Lina by Amud HaShachar, it has to be there at that moment. If it becomes the din, let's say there's no psul Lina. In that case, I mean, there you circumvented the problem over there. All right, fine. Then go ahead and do that. Go ahead and bring it up 11 o'clock in the morning. You go and do this, Rika. Go use that. Over here, it becomes available in the middle of the night. It becomes possible also. Right? You don't say there became available in the middle of the day, it became possible even. So, Lina means it has to be there at the time when the Zman of Lina is called. If it's not there and you circumvented it then it's not a problem. Over here you circumvented it at the time of the Lila or Shkia, that's not enough. It can't be there. Chazanish comes to explain why this is different. These are two dinim that we have. The psul of Lina is different than the psul of where it became puzzle at night, but became where we call it a different kind of a psul leader. But the psul leader by Amud HaShachar is different than the psul that we have by Lila. By one, the way the Chazanish explains it, the way the Chazanish learns it, it's a very important thing by the Chazanish, and that is because when it becomes puzzle by Yayin, it became puzzle because you didn't do with it what you should have done with it at night. And therefore, the Torah says, as a result of not taking care of it at night, of doing what you should have done at night, you should have been Zayrek the Dam, you should have been back to the Amorim, and you didn't. So the Torah says, becomes leader, becomes puzzle, it became puzzle. Let's say you didn't, there was no problem of what you did at night, because it was Barash Shavizbeach. Barash Shavizbeach, in a sense, it's like there was, your Isaac, it's not mamish like that, but it's similar to a Haktara, because it's in the Makam of Haktara that you're doing. And there was no problem. There's no problem what you did in the past, then the future, it does not become possible. Mashayim came, when you're talking about why the Psul comes when you left it over to the Shkia, is because you left it over for a time that you're not allowed to do avodah. You are leaving it over to a time, what are you doing? You're leaving the dam over for a time that you're not going to be allowed to do it. Therefore, it becomes a puzzle. And throughout the entire time that you're not able to do, that you're not allowed to do it. Therefore, the dam becomes a puzzle, Mishkiya Sachaba. Dam becomes Pasul Mishkia. Why does it become Pasul Mishkia Sachaba? Because afterwards, the Torah does not want you, because by Lila, you're not allowed to do it. In a Chadabi. Let's say now it becomes very dicey. And the Chazaydish himself, Bamark, Bamexis, let's say your dab is not a Mishkiya Sachaba, and it means Tchila Shkiya. It doesn't mean Lila. There's a window in the middle where it's going to be eligible to do the Avaida, even though it became possible before. Let's say you went and you had it on the top of the Mizbeach, you circumvented it. Then you would be able, really, to go do this, even after the Shkia, you'd be able to go do this Rikin. You can't do it at night, but during the window, you can't do it at night. But you have a window between Tchila Shkia and the side Shkia that you'll be able to do it over there, and yet over there, we're saying what that it becomes, over there will become possible in that case. Let's say there's a way of doing it. You can't say over there because you left it over time, you can't do the Avaida. I can do the Avaida. I can do the Avaida afterwards. I can circumvent the problem at the time when the Shkia is Chal. And then what? Then do it afterwards. I can't do it at night, but I could do it during the window between Tchila Shkia until Ben Hashmoshes that I could do. All right, so that's his problem. But that's how he comes to explain it. I just listened to the Hesber of it. But I just wanted to point out, whatever the Hesber we say, maybe say a different Hesber. But in the Deen, I just wanted pointing out the contrast that we have here. They're just pointing out a contrast between the psul of Lina that we have in the morning of Amud HaShachar and the psul of Shkia Sachama. And Adam, when we say that the Dab is Nifsal, the psul of Dab is Shkia Sachama. When it comes to Shkia Sachama, it's a different gather of psul when it comes to that night as opposed to the psul Lina. One is because it there has to be there at that second, at that moment of the psul when Amud HaShachar comes. Once you take care of that, there's no problem. You're home free if it comes afterwards, if you want to bring it up afterwards. But Lila, even if it's not around at the time of the Shkia, any time during the Lila that it makes its appearance, there's a psul that's there. Hello, Dvarim, the guy that we have over here, Lagabi, this day.
On the other side of the practice, that comes in early, wants to do Shkia.
What?
Kohen comes in early.
Yeah.
Rabbi Yechonin holds that he could,
according to Rebbe. Rebbe, purely, if you hold like Rava, so it will become possible later. You can't do that. Only if it's going to be a Rabbanim, like Abaye.
You have to do another one.
Huh?
It has to do another
thing. No, only if it became possible either.
But it is, it's down. It has to be down. They put it down with
Shkia. Yeah, if you put it down, so then you'll do it. But because the Adayim themselves become possible either. That's a different thing. You can't use the previous Kiddush Adayim Raglayim that was Mashur the hands to do the Avaida, but Makam where it's the next morning comes. That's if you hold like Rabbi. Then you do it again. Well, that's the water. The water, so the water has to be available. Otherwise, you have to wait till the water comes up. Otherwise, the water will become possible either. And the Chanavi, then the water will become possible. What are you going to do with Kiddush Adayim Raglayim with? It has to be good water. All right, Lina. Rashi, remember, told us that they did when you're Mishakeyan also, you know, it has to be Meimayan underneath. The Tesis Rid, that Erevin argues with this. We have the Beit Machlekes, the water underneath the Azara that the Kiyar was emptied out to, and it became, it avoided the Psul. Rashi said that it was Meimayan. There is a Tosfos Rid in Erevin on Daf Kuf Dalet at the end of Erevin where he ought that it was not like that.
All right.
Now we have that now. So we're up now. Chav Beis. Goof on the bottom. Chav Aleph on Beis. Goof Amar Rabbi Yisrael Ben Chanina. Kol Kir She'emo Kedei L'Kadosh Abokai Hanem. Bimenu Ein Mikav Shemo. Shenehemar Barachat Bimenu Meishem Yaren Uvanav. Like it says, Barachat Bimenu Meishem Yaren Uvanav. We have again, like it says, that the way Rashi learned, Udaf Yatesa Bebeis the Diyuk. Moshe the Aaron. And then Banav. Doesn't mean because there are only two sons there, but it's because of the word Banav is two. And like Rashi said, even though Moshe and Aaron did not do it at the same time, but they're the ones that lift this in the Pasuk. That's what we spoke yesterday. Is that Chayrus Tira Rashi learns they did do it at the same time? That Moshe Rabbeinu, according to this Rashi, Lechayra, did not do the Avaida during the Yom HaShmini for Shmini Lamiluim, which is nicer the way Rashi learned in Parshas Pekudei. And like we said yesterday, the chiluk between the way the Maral Gurari learns in the midst, the first part of the day, the second part of the day, and the Rashis are good. But here it says, it's from here we learn out again the way Rashi learned, what does it mean? The Kiyar Abel Kadeh Lukan Shnabakam, it refers to how big the Kiyar was. What's the volume of the Kiyar? The volume has to be Azak Keli that's able to contain enough water for four Kahanim. The other hand, the Rambam also does not refer to the size of the Keli. It refers to the amount of water that's there. And hence we had the Machlokes, the Kutei Halachos with the Svasebis, whether or not you always need a refill. One Kohen did it, so now there's only enough for three Kohanim. So what do you have to do now? You're able to just keep going, even though you don't have now for Dalai Kohanim. The Chavetz Chaim says you started out with that. You know that means that you have to have any time a Kohen does it. You need a refill. Doesn't mean that. But the Svasebe holds, yeah. So that's a separate deal. May Svei Frey think of Murray. Kola Kele Mikachim. Here we see what? All Kalim are able to be Mikadosh. Bein she'yesh behem revias. Bein she'ein behem revias. All Kalim, Rashi says, Kola Kalim Mikachim, I'm Shemiskachim, the Kadosh, I say, Adayim Raglayim. Kalim that we're using for Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. Bein she'yesh behem even a revias, or a less than a revias. As long as there's a klisharis, which means the way the Rambam tells us, this is a b'di'evit. The mitzvah is a mitzvah of kiyur. There's a mitzvah of kiyur. That's like one of the klei amigdash. Rashi and Chumash also learned like that. Rashi and says the v'chein tasu at the very beginning of Parshas Truba. Rashi at the very beginning of Parshas Truba, when it gives you the kelim v'chein tasu, that we have in the very beginning, the very opening parsha that we have in Parshas Truma, the V'chein Tasu, Rashi says that all the kelim that you want to make later, have subsequent construction of those kelim have to be similar to the kelim that they're making then. And one of them that he brings is the kiyur. It has to be like, as opposed to the Ramban, that the Ramban holds that there's no mitzvah of kiyur in particular. The raya that he has, again, like we said, kikim shalzob. What kind of a hetter? Why did they make the kikim shalzob? Because of the kvaydei shalkayin gadol. Because of kvaydei shalkayin gadol, they took away the mitzvah of doing it with the kiyur. To make it into a b'di'evin dikya kiddush adayim raglayim. Very shvera thing.
How much water did the Kiddush Shozov have to have?
Now, so good. So, like, remember, yesterday we said it depends what the gather of Kiddush Adayim Raglayim is, maybe, in Kiddush Adayim Raglayim that we have on Yom Kippur, the special din that we have there. That's going to be totally that. But besides that, let's see what the machlok is, how much water David is asking, whether or not in the Kiddush Shozov, whether or not there has to be a Mayim of Dalai Kahanim. Let's see if we have a right from this Gemara and the way the Gemara is about to say. So as long as it's a klisharis, it's good. Even if you don't have Dalai Kahanim. Get Mesa called Akalakele Mikachim. Bein She'eish Mehem Revias. Bein She'eim Mehem Revias. Provided that it's a klisharis, even if you don't have Dalai Kahanim. So how do you reconcile that? Here we say it only works where you have that. Mashma that it works, but even with even the katchila. Remember the whole din that you need by Abdallah Kaihanim. Remember we saw the Lakutei Alochis that it's not ma'akib at the Yavid. Let's say you don't have it. So what? The Chavetz Chaim and the Lakutei Alochis says that it's not going to be ma'akib. But maybe Yesh Lodun on this, whether it's ma'akib or whether it's not. Bein she'ein bohem revi'es v'yavad she'yiyu v'yavad she'yiyu koi Shabbos. Amar avada barach Amar avada baracha b'kaideyach b'soichai. When we're talking about over there that it does not have that bein she'yesh bohem revi'es bein she'ein bohem revi'es, we're talking about a special case. The kaideach b'soichai. Normally, it has to have dalek kahanim. Not where it's kaideach b'soichai. What does it mean anyway? Kaideach b'soichai. Let's see the way Rashi says it. Now Rashi barbar says, even though there's no shear by the tilas of dayim. Got me keen to shlubway the chair. A very strange thing. Even though when it comes to the tilas yadayim for achilu, there's a din of a revius, over here you don't have that. Got me keen to shlubway, you don't need the shear. Kaideach b'soichai. How can say how Rashi learned it? Kaideach daithnai shel kiyur. What did he do? He made a hole in the wall of the kiyur. And he stuck into it the wall, the hole in the wall of the kli and kli cotton. So it sticks out somewhat on the outside. It's a new kli.
He puts a tube in.
The yite, like a tube, yeah. The yinek meme hakiyar. And then it gets, draws the water from the kiyar. It spikes in the water into this Kaylee, the smaller Kaylee that was rammed in or stuck in to the hole. If you have a little cup, it's not going to work. You need dalek kahanim. A teacup. You want to do it in a teacup. You can't do that. You need shear dalek kahanim. But let's say you took the teacup and you stuck it into a hole that was there inside the kiyur.
You started with the cup.
Now, two ways we can learn this. Let's take the one way. Two ways we can learn the Rashi. You have a regular kiyur, which is Mamzik Dalet Kahana. Somebody went, they took a drill, and cut out a hole into the kiyur, and stuck into the hole a teacup. Over there, the water that's in the teacup is less than a revius.
But it came from the
kiyur. It came from the kiyur. Maybe. Doesn't even say that. Let's say it didn't even come from the kiyur. Maybe not. But, and not only that, is the water of the teacup connected to the water of the kiyur? No, not necessarily. You ask me why you did it?
No,
why do I do it? There's a kiyur with a hole in it. You stuck a teacup into the hole. There's a half a revius of water in the teacup. There's other water. Maybe there is water. There is no water. Maybe in the kiyur. Doesn't really make a difference. But one thing, but here it will work. Why? Part of love this will be, because that becomes part of the kiyur. And as long as it became part of the kiyur, and the kiyur, the kiyur is enough to hold down with kahanta and water, this also, so you don't need anything more than that. It's part of the kiyur. Once it's part of the kiyur, whatever did you have by the kiyur, you have this. Another way to learn the Rashi is, maybe there is water, this water is mechuber to the water of the kiyur. And therefore it's by the kiyur, it's all part of the all part of the water of the dalet kahanim. There seems to be two ways to learn it. The Likutei Halachas, Chafetz Chaim holds that even if it's not connected, there is no chibur in the mayim. It's still going to be like that. On the other hand, the Brisker Rav learns that the water is mechubur. Al kapanim, what we have over here is, according to Rashi, you have a teacup stuck into it, and there's only water, and there's water in the, whether it's connected to the other water, it's not connected, but Lamaisa becomes part of the kiyum. If we, wait. If we take a look at Taisvis, let's say, wait, the way Taisvis says, Beisha Abraham Revius. Taisvis says, what we're talking about, Beisha Abraham Revius, well, leave that for a time being. Kodeach B'Taychai. Let the Taisvis, Kodeach B'Taychai. Perish. Look at the way Taisvis learned it. Shitnaitel mi meya bikli katan. He says, what did you do? You took from the water of the kiyur, you took it into a teacup. Uksher the kaddish, and you can use it for kiddush. Why? Came into boyin bikli gadol, because it came from a kli gadol. Bichiyagam the kaban in kadam ba revius, but bilim ba matan in sinaimius. As long as the water came from a kli gadol, that's good. The may have shem is the mikvahs, over kutris, low parish case. Rashi learned a whole different way, because of the way he, going to where we're saying it over here. If you take a look at the top places now, so that's the way Taisvis is learning it, has nothing to do with the kli being stuck in to the wall of, to a hole in the kiyur.
You took
water from the kiyur and it's similar like we have. Beit She Abraham Revius. Look at the top Taisvis. Lamaida the Sulka Daitoch. Below Kodeach. The way the Gemara has the Havim is talking about, it's not Kodeach. We're talking about Justin. The original water was like that. You didn't have Madala Kahanim. Yesh Teva. Taisvis, the Garam in Atilas Yadayim. How could it be any less Chomer than the Atilas Yadayim? What the tils yadayim? You need a revius. And over here, tell me for kiddush yadayim raglayim, you don't need a revius. Now, according to Rashi, this has no shaychus. It's a whole different thing because we're talking it's part of the kiyur, and you have it's part of the kiyur, and it's part of the kiyur that has water from dalan kaihanim. But Tyson's learning, all you do, you take water from there, you put it over there, so what should be yesh table. The garment atilis yadayim yesh leimah. The atilis yadayim nami. It's the same thing, really. Yeshi yesh bo reviyiz. Neitlimet afilu lishnayim. Like we have there, the Gemara tells us, let's say you have a reviyiz. Once you have a reviyiz, the water is able to go on multiple people. It came from even the second one that's going, there's no longer a revius in there. The hacha, and the hava may revius may kara. Here we're talking that there was, maybe there's now there's no revius, but originally there was a revius. And therefore, it's what's called, we have shiare tara. If shiare tara works by the tils yadai, where you started off with a revius, over here it'll be the same thing. Yeah, put it to the way Rashi learns, it's a whole different thing than what we're talking about. And that's because the way Taisvis learns the case of Kodeach, that we have by Kodeach and Masechah, he doesn't learn the whole thing. Taisvis just learns it's a case where the water that you have came from the water that was there ready from before. Now, you're asking, what about the did, like you started off with? What about that had the king shows up by the Tzaygadol of Yom Kippur? Now, will you need it over there, the dollar, according to that? Now, it depends.
Where the word from King Shosel come from? From here? Where did they take the word from? I don't know.
What? They had it.
The word from the King Shosel, where did it come
from? Well, could it come from the Kier?
Oh.
Could come from the Kier. Could from the Kier, but over here, but you're washing the Kier Shadayim Brad Lion. Is doing over here now, but there's another thing.
Here of the Dalek and Hanum, if you can use the Revius for two, why can't you use Revius for four?
You will know, Ekonomi. And somehow you'll be able to do it, maybe. You're Ekonomi. Let's say you would be able to do it. Let's say you would have a Revius and you want to use it, or less than a Revius. You'd be able to, you want to use it for multiple Kaihanim. You'd be able to do that, Ekonomi. What?
Is it like sprinkling on your diagram line, or is it just washing?
No, washing. Washing.
Then how can you use it in a Revius?
Well, even because that's a perfect problem. Yeah. Because what are we saying over here? How can you do this? Such a small amount. How would you be able to do this? This or up? Yeah. No, that is a legitimate thing. So what we have to be talking about over here is what we are talking. For example, sometimes it's going to be it touches on another thing. Let's say there's a psul in the hands and not in the feet. Whenever you have, Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, remember we pointed out a Girsa yesterday, Kehanan, if he went into it, we talked about jumping into the kid, standing in the kid. So, because that's how Rashi learned the Gemara. Others learned the Gemara, that we're not Kairos that. We're not talking about going into the kier. We're talking about protecting your hands, just pointing your hands at the kier. How do you do that? Let's say, for example, remember like Rashi said, he's Mesiel, he let his hands become dirty. A davar betunif. Oh, his hands became betunif, and he needs another kiddush. Does the feet need it? Or just the hands? Let's say only one hand. Let's say one hand became a davar betunif. What does he do the other kiddush? It's just one hand. It's possible. Because you don't have to have, again, I'm not saying everybody holds like this, but B'chashchina says, let's say, what would be the case when he went in it? He put away his hands. He still said the hand became possible. The feet didn't become possible. We're talking over here where he stuck his hands in. I'm only adding my own comments here. Let's say it was a case only one. Let's say one hand became possible. One hand needed Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. The other one, he doesn't need it. Maybe he can do one hand that one hand even.
But isn't it, you don't
have
to put the hands and feet together?
No. Obviously not. You do, when you start off with Tila, so then you do the hand and the feet together. Of course, you put the hand on the right hand, right foot, b'chulu. But once it's done already, and one became possible because you touched the dabar betunif, then just do that. You don't have to do, because you touched the dabar betunif, you don't have to wash your feet.
That
Kiddush Yadayim without Kiddush Raglayim. Therefore, you can have cases even like this. That's I'm sort of not even what Shmuel is asking, yeah. So now, let's say again. So what we're saying, but we have a dual problem. I should mention at least the problem. When the Rambam brings this in, then you can do it. The Rambam leaves out the Ukimta of Kodea. And everybody wants to know why the Rambam leaves it out, Kodea. You can't do it with Revius or less than Revius. You have to do it only because it's Kodea. If it's not Kodea, then you need a share of Dalai Kahanim. But Prat, the Rambam also goes on the water. So everybody wants to know why it is like that. What's up? Amra Badamarama Bakaidan Besekha, Bahami Menu, Amarach Bada. It says be menu, which means what? Kara means that you have to wash from the kier. Something Gemara. Yerchatsu, the Rabbi is Klisharis, any Klisharis, so according to the way the Rambam learns. And a Kharabi, the whole thing will be a bit deavid. If you learn like the Rambam, then it's even the katchila. That's what it's coming to tell us. That's out of the question. The kavul chaymer, mikano. That we learn out from the kavul chaymer from the kan, from the base. Uma kano shenim shachimo. Madach the kai kai kir mikano. That is nimshach with it by shemen abishka. Then time of Moshe Rabbeinu way to mikadosh. They don't did, isn't it? It's Pashit. Shein Mekadosh, then it's not going to be Mekadosh. You can't use it. It can't be Nalav, the son of Rabbi Hinoi Meyachol, Yehem Kado Mekadosh, Kedem Shakir Mekadosh, Tavid Leima, no, it's not. The Asisa Kiyar Nechoshes, Mekado Nechoshes, the Nechoshes Ikshesim, I only made it that is similar to the Kiyar, the Gabi, the material that is made out of copper. Little Dover Acher. Not the Gabi and Dover Acher. That it's made, the soichai is made for the contents inside of it. Ella mi menu li mute klicho. We use that. To mi mamai de klicho. I hochi. Tishar snabi. You can use the other ones. About rice. They told Mashiach HaKabayu, they told Mashiach HaKabayu. Tzav kol tzav, it's a kli sharis. Here we have another din. Now let's say, what's this din of the kado? You can't be yitzah with kado. The Rabbah also leaves out this ukipta of kado. But what would be a reason? If you could use other kli sharis, how could kado be any different than that?
Kado holds work.
So, what the construction of the kado is. Well, let me. So here, Tosfos brings, if you take a look, Tavon Chavochera Mikado. You see this Tosfos? Mashma Sheyesh Lo Teich. Mashma that there's a receptacle in the kan. But also, how's it made, the kan? The also can maintain a prutzel lemailo. Made like a box. Right, made like a box. You put the kiyar inside the box. Inside the box. The kiyar yoshev olav. Rabbeinu Beresh. Rabbeinu Beresh ke'ein yoyrek fuyim. Alpiyim. Benitachu shalecha. That's the other one. The Rabbeinu is Mefarish. That it's made like a pot, an inverted pot, and you put it on top of the bottom.
So you're not putting it in it.
Okay, these are two ways he's bringing here. He's bringing what wanted, Meir Shiesh Lo Teich, but also Kimenteva Prutza, Lamailo, Vakir Yoshev Olav. That's a little funny, the Lashon. Rabbeinu Perish, it's like a pot,
inverted pot,
alpia, beneath shuleha. There's the shuleha, and the bottom is not there, obviously, because it's inverted. The word olive is inverted, but that's what he's saying over here. He's saying you're putting it into a teva prutza, you're putting it into a box. The second way is it's an inverted pot. That's all there is. Inverted pot. Not this. So that already. So whichever way it is. Let's say you want to use it. To wash your hands. Says he can't use it. Now why can't you not use it? You can use any klisharis.
Can't be any worse.
How can it can't be any worse? That's what she is. Klisharis. How can it be any worse? Can't be any worse than that. That's why Avada. Well, what the Rambam means is, or the reason why the Rambam left it out, it means he can't be yitzah on a mitzvah got tefillah with it. Als kiyar. That doesn't mean that it can't work. Can't be worse than anything else. That's why the Rambam wasn't necessary for the Rambam to bring it. He brought the halacha up at the end and he could use other klisharis. It's superfluous that they come and say that he has to go and tell you the din of the kad. The kad can't be any different than anything else. This is a, this Lechaira would be Bashan, it would be a very comprehensible why the Rambam did not bring the din of Khan. He brought all the halachas. So therefore this would work. Maybe if you learn that it's an inverted pot.
It doesn't have a
third. Then maybe that's not called, but if you learn the other way, it's a tape of prutzu, then we hear very well why it would be like that. I think so. The Lechaira, that would be, that's how I would learn it. Amar Mishlokish. Well, how mashlum the may make, how mashlum the may kiyar. Now, whatever helps to be mashlum doubt memsa can help the coming may kiyar also. The Revius. But if you say no basul. Well, a mashlum the bay mikveh for memsa could be mashlum the bay kiyah. For the tilis yodayim, for a vias, ain't no mashlum. What is it coming to tell us? Libutei mai. Ile de libutei mai, mai a titan niruk. Is it coming to be mashlum this muddy, this mud, liquid mud? What is echidami? Ine parashatam a shaysay bimenu. Is it potable? The para will be able to bend over and drink from it. So use it, mamish, rebbe, and I feel it via snobby, you can be able to do it. The eight par sheikh and the sheikh say, man, if it's not potable even, I feel a mikvah nabi, a mashlam, it's not even water, it's, you shouldn't be able to be mashlam even a mikvah. Hello, the mute, yam chushir adumim, maybe it's coming to be mafed this, yam chushir adumim. Rashi says it's committing tushim below kanafayim. It's a water creature.
Wingless insects.
What's it called?
Wingless insects.
What's it called?
Without wings. Wingless.
Oh, wingless. Yeah, wingless insects. Yeah, Amilbeinayanabi. You should be able to use that even by itself. A copa pot, man. Bahatatanya, the ship gun leal right there. Kol shet chilas briyoso bin hamayim. But Bilumbo, anything that's Chilas Briyasa for the Mayan has a din of Mayan. Yomarizimabdimimat Bilin, the Adoshal dog, that has a din of Mayan. Briyas bin Hamayan is like Mayan. The number of Babali Mute, Nasad Sah, Benotal Sah, where you're coming to take away a Sah, the Mimuti Sah, Nasad Sah, where you put in a Sah, and then you took out a Sah. The Snab Mikvishi Yeshba Memsa, Mechuvan is exactly Memsa. And what did you do? Nasan Sa, you put in the 41st Sa, Vinokal Sa, and you took all out one Sa. So what happens? The other Mayim that you put in is bottled in the rest, and therefore you have the Memsa. As soon as you take the 41st Sa of Mayim Shemuvim, you put it in, it's good, because it became buckle of the other 40. Okay, now what did you do? So now you took out another saw. You don't really have 40 saw of them saw of Mekshamim anymore, but it doesn't make a difference, because it became buckle. As long as the Mutin doesn't saw it up the saw, the Slav Mekhishishish Rav Adam, the Chavats doesn't saw it up the saw, I raise a question by Ravina, by Shilam, by Ravasi, or Miechrin, provided that it only goes until 20. More than 20, you can't use it. We're to rely on the Bittl.
Yeah, but this is a major question.
Let's say, again, here also, if, let's say, you took from it a Revius, now here we have, again, the same thing. You see the way Rashi says, in Kodach Revius, B'daifen, the way Rashi always learns, we're talking over here, you cut a hole in the mikveh like you cut a hole at the kiyah. In kodach barabeyesh b'dayfin ha-mikveh, v'habayim nimshachem shom, and the water went from there into there, the aval pish and ismad to habayim, even though there is, you don't have memsah in the mikveh, the emu rabin, and if they're not ma'uruf, it doesn't make any difference. In Kodobaravis, but Bilinbo, Martin, it's in Iris. You can take it, you can use it for its vila, for needles. Hayome, share the mikvah asya. And you can do it, so if you do like this, it's going to be able to work. Now, Taisvis, of course, does not learn like this. If you take a look at Taisvis again, see that same Taisvis, Kaideach? See the Taisvis again before that we learned? Ve'er Shanai told me, Meimav, B'kli Kot, B'ksheim in the Kaddish, okay, came in the Bible, B'kli Gadol, B'kli Hai Gavda L'Kamon. That's the same shot of the Gemara later on, Im Kodach Bo Revius, Bat Bilum El Makrim and Sinairius. The Me'er in the Mikvah, so Uba Kutris, Lo Perish came. Koi Taisa has nothing to do with making holes. So that means you took a sampling from it. And therefore, that's what it's going on. Also another did that we have here. May mikveh. It does not have to be may mayim. It could be may mikveh. May shaman. The members of all times, I need of Artania, we learned that the price of mayim of a yayim, the yayim of a mazuk. The mayim can't be diluted. The mayim, the rabbi shah mayim, kavachaymer, the mekir. Kavachaymer for mekir. What's kavachaymer, the mekir, the mekir? La, the mayim chayim ninu. Because Mekir is the Mayim Chayim.
Where they take the shlot? Where they take the water from?
Yeah, yeah. By what?
Where they take the water for the Kier. And then they have to fill it up. Where do they normally take it from?
There's no Shu'ud. They build up automatically. There's no
They took it from the Mayim. Again, they took it from, they could even take it from underneath. Whether that was May Mayan or not, we had a machlek. That's machlek. We said the Tosfos read with Rashi. Rashi learned that it was May Mayan. The Tosfos learned that it was not May Mayan. It does not have to be. Let's see what it has to be May Mayan or not. If you hold that it has to be May Mayan, then they could get it there. They could get from underneath, or they go to the Mishiluach. What one of the places?
Didn't
Rebbe
speak out in
that Erev? Yes, the Tosfos read in Kuf Dalet. I mentioned that the Tosfos read in Erev in Daf Kuf Dalet did not say like that. I'm the spoil that you knew that. Came late and you knew it anyway. Very, very nice, but I said it from the Tosfos read. The Rabbi Yaita said it's a different thing there. Very nice. In Kuf Dalet, the very end of Erev. I'm very impressed. But Rav Tosfos over here comes and he says, "V'hatanya b'teres kayanim." What is it referring to in the teres kayanim? The akarav akra'ayim yichas v'amayim. When it says that you wash the organs, the akarav akra'ayim yichas v'amayim, and you bring it on the mizbeach, but you wash them first. What do you wash them with? You don't wash them with diluted water. You don't wash them with wine that's diluted. What about you want to wash them with rainwater? I think it says kamachaymer, and then it says kamachaymer for make here. Love the members of my chaydinu. Halachas kaba mechaba that you don't use there because it's mayim chayim. So here Nachum also says v'atani b'mayim. When you wash the keravak ra'ayim, you do v'lo b'yayim b'mayim v'lo b'mazik b'mayim the rabbi shar mayim. The kavachaymer the mekiyer. What's kavachaymer? The mekiyer. Love the mayim chayim ninu. Lo. The Kaddish. Kaddish, now you see, what do you mean? You tell me Kaddish is a Baila, that therefore, because it's Kaddish, then Allah is Kaba B'Kaba, that what? You would not be able to use the other things? Of the country, Mekir Mamish Kayalif, talks about Mekir itself, you learn out the Kaba Chaymer, Shemrechitz in the name of Kirvayim, the Kalvachaymer shall have, what it's referring to over here is, Kalvachaymer for the Mekir, because it's so chashuv, you'd be able to wash the Kermakrayim with it.
With the water
for
the
Kir. With the water for the Kir. Why so chashuv? So something about it, because it's Mayim Chayim. Something about it, no, it means because it's holy. It means because it's holy water. What do you mean? It's not so pashut. Because it's Mayim Kedosha, maybe it has an adjective to it. Has this modifying term. And since it has the modifying term, maybe Yatsu Mekir, Sheshlam Shem Levayim, therefore what kind of a Kabbalchaymer is it to tell us that a body would be good for a Karamak Ra'ayim? Allah, the Ra'ayim, the Mekir. What it means is, El Allah. What it means is that it's Ra'ayim Mekir. I'll call Mechaymer what? That it's right for Mekiyah? that even though it's not Mamish itself, but Halachas means it means Mayim because it's Mayim Chayim, because it's Roy for Mekir. Elam the Ro'uyim the Mekir. Alma, what kind of water are we talking about? Alma Maikame Mayim Chayim Nimu. In which case it would seem to me that Mekir is Mayim Chayim. And that thing about says Tanoi. The Omer of Yechlet Mekir, Rabbi Shmuel, Lever, Mey Mayinay. The Chachami Mayim Shar, Mayim Hasein. And the Rabbanan hold no. It can be used for anything. You can use make sure any water is good for Kiyan. This creates a problem, of course. For example, this creates a very big problem. Because if you can use the water of the Mekir, or comes good to the Maskara, we pass it this way, that the Mekir does not have to be May Mayan. This creates a problem, of course, with Nisach HaMayan. Because by Nisach HaMayan, if the water spilled, what's the Mishnah tell us in Sukkah? The Mishnah in Sukkah or Memchesh tells us.
Mimalin min hakiyar.
Mimalin min hakiyar. It says what? Nishmichai niskalsa.
Yeah, niskalsa.
The water of the Nisach HaMayim spilled. Where did they get it? Because it went from the Kiyar. So the water of the Kiyar could be anything.
Normally,
they took it from the Shlach. Yeah, normally, when they filled the Shlach, the Mayim Besosin. So they did that. But over here, if the water spilled, they took it from the Kiyar. And the water from the Kiyar could be even make Shabbat. And that creates, therefore, a problem in the Rashbam. The Rashbam of Basra told us.
Right.
The challenge, the Rashbam of Basra, or Nayan Tess, tells us, that when they used the water for the Nisach HaMayim,
right,
it had to be Mayim Chayim.
Right.
What do you mean? The Rashba tells that the water for the user was Mayim Chayim. What do you mean? They used the water of the Kiyar. That's the Shita Mekubetzis. In Bava Basra, I asked this question. I think we're pretty sure. Yeah, the Shita Mekubetzis in Bava Basra, and I attest. What's he saying over here? Use the water of the Kiyar. That has to be Mayim Chayim. Use the water of the Kiyar. The Kiyar doesn't have to be Mayim Chayim. So why, that creates a problem that we have. Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Now again, Enechadabi. But it's like, hey, over here, but this, normally, the water of the Kiyar, see, at least normally the water of the Kiyar could be, according to Rashi, they would put that into the ground, and that water, that would be, well, to Ashoka, that is by Italian, and a Hanami. But like I mentioned, the Tesis Rin holds that it wasn't like that. That thing itself, that water was not by Italian. In which case, so Ashtami, even the stop water of the Kiyar would be like that. But it says that they were able to use the water of the Kiyar for Nisach HaMayim. How about the Rashbam now come and tell us that the water for Nisach HaMayim has to be Mayim Chayim? Normally they did it. They took the water from the Shiluach.
Are you saying that Hashem would help? That would be the answer to
the No.
So when they put it down,
no,
then turned it into Mayim Chayim? No.
Only in Mayim Chayim underneath. We don't know that.
Right. Okay. No. I don't mean to spell that suit to this. No. No. No, what do you mean?
I don't understand what I mean.
No. Just take this historically, what is taking place? But Mela Chatzraf Kabina, the Chal B'chal, what the stam water of Mekir is. Is it Mayim Chayim or is it not Mayim Chayim? Rashbam learns that it was the Rashbam learns that it has to be Mayim Chayim for the Nisuch. How can it be like that if you're telling me that it's on the Kiyar? Unless you tell me that you, it'd have to be Ma'ayim. Where, in a case where it's Nishpecha, only Skalsa, then they'll have to be careful. Then they won't be able to take it from the Kiyar. In a case where they have to know where the water of the Kiyar came from. Sometimes, Midastam, you can assume maybe that it is Mayim Chayim. Other times, let's say where they use water to make Shaman, and let's say then, that they took water that was used for Mekshub, and that was Mekshub, and put it into the Kiyar. And that case, it was Nishmachal and Iskal, so the water of the Nisach HaMayim. And a Hanani, the Rashba would hold that you can't use there the water of the Kiyar. Where it says you use the water of the Kiyar, it'll have to be only where the water of the Kiyar came from the underneath, from the subterranean flow, the stream that was there underneath the Azara.
Every time you have to find out what kind of...
Yeah, you'll have to be buying it. It's a very strange thing. Very mother. The sheet there in Baba Basra is my is Ivan on this, though. Yeah. Pretty sure I think so. Another psul that we have in our Mishnah is Aro. Minalan. Amarach is now. The din of an Arel is not the Farish Mikra. I mean, of course, it's the Farish Mikra. You can't eat. Aharal Yechabo by the Pesach. And it can go on the other Karbanas as well. But the psul of Avaida by a Kayan, the Pesach never says. We have a pasuk in Yecheskel that teaches us that an oral would not be able to do it. And what is an oral? An oral refers to two types. Kol ben nechar, a ben nechar, kol ben nechar. Rashi over here comes and tells us, well, who is this ben nechar? Kol ben nechar lei, kol ben nechar. Arel lei, the arel busser. He is, whether he's an arel lei or an arel busser, the avol migdashi. Rashi says, yachol ben nechar babish, oibin kai chavim. Maybe it refers to a guy. Kind of a hava mean is this by a guy? A guy can't do avayda. We got yala la das. The other says, if you take a look at the sheet of a kubetzis,
they don't have the
see the sheet of ice bays. Yachol ben nechar babish tamim tamkay shuzar. He's what it's going to be. He's going to be any better than the Israel? Israel can't do the avayda. God's going to do it. Nishlam the shem of psul the zaris lo shayich al bibnei Israel. A type of fellow.
Yeah,
that makes sense. Good. What? But the Havamir going better? Yeah.
He's
like, you know, the, yeah. What is a czar?
Sure.
Is a czar not like someone who's not a kayan? A czar is someone who has a psul, a positive psul of czaris.
An isha.
An isha is an isha. They have a different thing. But we hold up that the clear that we have is in the Psul Zaris. What's there? What is there about Zaris that's Machal the Avaida? This is because he's not a Kayan Kibashta. It's not a positive the Psul of Zaris. But it means because he's not a Kayan. Someone that's not a Kayan is a Zar. From here, it would seem that it's not like that. It could be someone that's not a Kayan, but he's not, you have a case, he's not a Kayan and he's not a Zar. Could he do Avaida? Maybe he could. He doesn't have to be a Kayan. He can't be a Zor. Where's it have to be? A guy? A guy could be better than him because he doesn't have a Psul of Zaris. But Rashi says, because Tabataba Arel Lave. So what do we have? Nachamu. So we have Kol Benecha Arel Lave. We have a Mitzvah Lashani. We know that the Bachli Avaida Nixim Aviachem Benei. B'nei nechar, arlei lei v'alei basalias, b'bidish v'chal es basi. That's said to be b'chad. Now, what is this referring to? Tana Rabbanan, let's say, I'll go back to the Rashi again. But let's see, Tana Rabbanan, ben nechar. Who is the ben nechar that the Torah talks about, or the Pasuk in Yecheskel talks about? Ben nechar, yachol ben nechar babish. Maybe it means a guy. I think kachavim, like Rashi says. Tabad Leimar Arel Leiv. What's that? Elamach was Arlis Libo. Alma Bikayin Ka'oba. We're not talking about a guy. Who are we talking about? We're talking about a Kayin. But he's a Kayin who is an Arel Leiv. Came out Tabad Leimar Ben Nechar. Shedis Nakru Baisav. The Omin Shema Shemayim. That he was Nisnakru by some, he means like a Ben Echor. By another way, in Shemisnakru means he's Heker. He's Nicker and he's Meisen. Love him Shema Shemayim. Why? Nachshavim the Nachri. Lamakai. Why? Being over the Zara. Well, Chal Shabbos Vahesi is another separate suffix. We'll have to, maybe we'll have a chance to talk. But at least, let's at least say Avodah Zarah. Maybe El Arolei. What about an Arobasar Minayim? Well, he's an Arobasar. He's not a, it's not, maybe he was a, he can't do it. Because of a family of hemophiliacs. They can't do a Mila. Maybe it's a Mesurach Machbash Mila or a case like that. He was not able to go and have a Mila done in him. He's still an Aro. He could still be an Aro, but it's not his fault. He's a tzaddik, but he couldn't do a Mila. If he does a Mila, he'll die. Tamaglam of the Aro Basar, it's Rechi. Because Rachman Aro Basar, I would say, it's a demais. It's something which is repulsive. Where he has a Mila. Aval, well, he doesn't have a Mila. Aval Aro Lev, the love mice physically, aim alone. The Iash will eat it Aro Lev, I would say, Mishay Dibu La Shamayim. So therefore I need that. And like the Gemara always tells us, how do you learn it from Yecheskel? Okay, Yecheskel can't come in with a stoop soul. But of course the Torah says it's Allah Lamay Shemizinai, Basi Yecheskel, the Asmacha Akra. Now the question that we have here is, who's included in the RLA? We have a big machlekes in this. Tosfos over here, first of all, brings Shumdein Lima LaShemayim. We should at least see this. Afilu Shav, even if he did tshuva, Bishas Avayda, Amrita Besait Menachis, we say, Dien Karbano Reich Nichayach. Even if he's a Kayan that did tshuva, Yav Aldam Dahashta Lima LaShemayim, and Chil Lohaya Lima LaShemayim. And therefore, so it doesn't help. I think about the very end of Menachas. The Lakuti Halachis is Mistapik Lagabi Machal Shabbos Befarhesia. What is the din of a Machal Shabbos Befarhesia? A Kayan, is he able to go do Avaida? Is he called? And he certainly can hear. He's called an Arolev. He's not wrong. It'll be the word. Maybe it only includes an Ovid Avaida Zara. He's besupik, look at me this did. The Chazaini shows that he's apostle. The Chaim Meiser says he's kosher. Even if he did not do tshuva. We're talking, wow. Even if he did not do tshuva, we're talking. We have a big machlaikis, machal Shabbos, mafar hesia, a kayim. That's different. It's his kafayim, he does. That's, unless he's a reitzeya. That's his kafayim, he does. We have a balavera because he's betzuvah in the mitzvah. And that's what's the sis kapayim. Yeah. Yeah, that's the sis kapayim, yeah. That's almost sure, 90%, yeah. But over here, he's brought the, in Nechus the sis kapayim, yeah. But so, but Rav Chaim Meiser holds that the only, that is not included in this. We don't find that it's of a specific avera other than of a nizara, that's going to be disqualified from Avaida. The Mechatam Etzchayim and the Kutei Halachis has been subject, maybe he's enclouded in. The Chazanish is the other extreme. Chazanish holds it's by his Vadai Apostle. Tanei Apostle.
Rebbe, Mechal Shabbos is not allowed to bring a carbon. So how can you possibly be a Kayan?
Me'am Aretz, of course, can't bring any.
So we had two drushes.
One is Bayam Haaretz.
Right. So we have the Gemara Chulin and the Gemara Vurius. Right. So how can he be a Kayan? How can he be Mishamish if he can't?
Why not? He can do Avaida. We're not talking about bringing a carbon.
I understand, but if you don't accept the carbon from him,
You don't accept the carbon, but what is this Avaida? Is Avaida going to be puzzle?
We're going to have that coming up. That normally we say the Makariv is just like the carbon.
It's two separate things.
I see. I'm just very surprised.
I think we see that it's two separate things. Everybody here, wow. What Baruch David is saying, he can't bring, we don't accept the carbon from him. besides the fact. It can be Nike, it's going to be Nike, even if he did tshuva, remember.
Yeah, that's on my next question.
By Abba Nazara. You know what
I mean? It's like Nazara, we say he doesn't help. You could kind of consider to a base time.
It's non sequitur. I said it was a silly thing. I'm talking about Michal Shabbos. We don't accept him when he said, I'm in Abba Nazara.
But Michal Shabbos. Michal Shabbos also, ain't Mikablam Mimeno Karbin.
No. I know, but I'm talking about me doing Avoida.
He's doing the Avoida. Rebbe said he's Michal Shabbos.
That is specific about. Mm-hmm. All right, have a wonderful Yontif, everybody. What time is it tomorrow?
5 o'clock.
When?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock tomorrow. And we start the new thing tomorrow. We're on the Halach. So right.
That's okay.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.